ABC Radio Australia.
The Kingdom of Tonga will mark a special public holiday today to celebrate the feats of their rugby league heroes who triumphed against the Australian Kangaroos in Great Britain 2 weeks ago in New Zealand. But as thousands of people revel in Nuku'alofa, it appears the historic wins won't provide a resolution to the standoff between the suspended Tonga National Rugby League Board and sacked head coach Christian Wolfe and senior players. William Edwards from the TNRL's board claims they were unfairly treated by the Rugby League International Federation and they're ready for a legal battle with the international governing body. Kelvin Anthony reports.
Can't really explain the feeling right now. It's been a long journey for us. We've come a long way. We weren't too sure that we were going to get a game this year, but full credit to the fans out here that have been here since day one.
That was CEO Sioa Taukeiao trying to express his emotions after he led the Tongan Invitational 13 to pull off one of the biggest upsets in rugby league history.
Beating New Zealand in 2017 was big. Last week was big. This is huge.
In the weeks leading up to the game, the team wasn't even certain it'd be competing due to the major differences between the sports governing body in Tonga and its overseas-based coach and players. But after some controversy and a suspension handed down to TNRL by Rugby League International Federation, they ended up playing a test match against Great Britain and a week later against the best team in the world, Australia. They won both the games and following the team's success, the government declared a public holiday. But as the team celebrates with the people in Tonga today, the TNRL has mixed feelings. Their secretary William Edwards maintains they don't have any issues with the players representing the country.
You've got to take your hat off to a group of players who played under the Tonga banner and succeeded very, very well. But our dispute has nothing to do with their performance. Their playing the game had nothing to do with our rights being infringed by the international body.
However, Jason Taumalolo, one of the most senior players, has come out publicly saying that the harm done by the TNRL executives is unreconcilable. Mr. Edwards disagrees.
Our dispute lies with the international body and suspended the membership of TNRL.
Christian Wolfe, the coach who's at the center of the controversy, said that for Tonga Rugby League to be successful, the current set of administrators need to go. In a statement released on Wednesday, Mr. Wolfe said,
"We have now exhibited our potential on the world stage, and to reach that full potential, we need new governance. If we want to reach our full potential at the 2021 Rugby League World Cup in England, which is to win that tournament, we must have that reform now."
However, Mr. Edwards says Mr. Wolfe, who was sacked from his position, needs to stop making comments against TNRL and its affairs.
Never have I ever seen in my whole life as a former player and as a former administrator a coach open his mouth and demand change. If he did that in Australia, he would have been sacked straight away. Why is it that we're getting pushed around by coach? He's not the coach of TNRL.
The conflict reached its peak when the Tongan Prime Minister intervened with a letter to the Rugby League International Federation. They called for the TNRL board to be suspended and a counter-organisation, the Tonga Ma Tonga Rugby League, or TMTRL, to be endorsed as an interim board. Serious financial mismanagement concerns were raised by the players, who also threatened to boycott all international fixtures. But as investigations continue against the current board, Mr. Edwards says their suspension is unlawful and maintains the board's innocence. He says the TNRL is seeking legal advice on the issue and they will not back down from going on a legal fight with the Rugby League International Federation.
If they find that we did something wrong in their investigation, then we might have to take further steps there. If our lawyers file proceedings, which we're hoping to do, and we succeed, then our membership's restored, and that means that the TNRL, they call themselves, have got no standing. They can't interfere with us.
Meanwhile, the celebrations kick off this morning with a parade through the capital, which will include a number of NRL stars and their families.